Sweet dreams are made of this. Who am I to disagree? I travel the world and the seven seas. Everybody's looking for something. Some of them want to use you. Some of them want to get used by you. Some of them want to abuse you. Some of them want to be abused.
My dreams are a wasted opportunity, I feel. I'm generally happy in life, but I can't help myself in the moments before sleep, thinking the saddest thoughts, often for no reason, with no justification. I talk about this in my show, Observational, and what I should be thinking about is Observational, how amazing, multiple awards, amazing reviews, and I just think about what it's about, which is the regret of not saying sorry to a mate who was bullied. Sorry that I didn't back him up in the school playground. It's mental. I think it's because before sleep, I always listen to sad songs. What's wrong with me? Sometimes my nights are so long, you know, they go on forever. People say listen to happy songs. I always end up listening to the sad versions of the happy songs. So I listen to Somewhere Over the Rainbow, which is positive in a way. If happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow, why can't I? It's supposed to give hope, isn't it? But I'll listen to the Eva Cassidy cover, which is a beautiful version, but for many reasons, has the positivity completely stripped away. And it's ridiculous, lying awake, thinking, I'm never gonna get over this. I'm never gonna get over this. And then I look at my phone, I'm never gonna get over this. Ever, Cassidy! Ever, it's taunting me! And someone suggested I start doing meditation. Those hour-long meditation sessions. And he said, this will rest and relax you like no other. This will be the rest of your life. And I spent the whole hour just thinking, I didn't back my friend up in the school playground. And then I didn't say sorry. And imagining where he is now, probably in an orphanage somewhere, which is ridiculous because he's my age. Why would he be in an orphanage? So I think he's probably homeless and he hates me. And my head's spinning to infinity, so I stop meditating and put on Happy by Pharrell Williams. But of course I listen to the mawkishly fucking sad piano cover you can get on SoundCloud that makes you want to choke yourself to death, even more than listening to the Pharrell Williams version. So what's the solution? Well, of course we have regrets from the past, we all do. But fall asleep not wishing you could go back in time, but hoping you wake up tomorrow and can learn from the past and do better. As Matthew McConaughey says, if I wake up tomorrow, that's not a given. So this is a chance, an opportunity that I was not definitely going to have. Sweet dreams are made of that. Lots of love. But hang on. I may not wake up from my sleep. What are you talking about? Fuck! Stick that Pharrell Williams song on, Happy. Surely that will be better than death. Oh, fuck, it's not. Ha ha ha.